People, purpose, patience. Welcome to Patience is the Podcast. And first off, I want to thank you for, you know, listening and taking the time out. You know, you could be listening to someone else or doing something else, you know, but I really appreciate this. I really do. I appreciate this in more ways than you know. And if I know you personally, that means we've shared something. And that means you've quite possibly opened up to me. And I want you to know I hold that near and dear to me. And I know the bond that we have through the connection that we made, it means something. And it's only right that I try to continue to use this platform to bring awareness and to not only make it aware, but to bring forth change, lasting change, make an impact. And I honestly want, I should have done this last month, but for everyone that suffers with anxiety, depression, doubt, it lasts longer than an awareness month, you know, because last month was mental health awareness month. And we suffer with depression and anxiety and doubt daily. It's nothing that you can ever heal, to be quite honest with you. You have your good days and you have your better days. And you have your days where you feel just like absolute shit. Nothing goes right. Everything is wrong. Those are the days I want to touch on right now. Those days where you feel that you don't matter. Those days where you feel like you want out. You want it to be over with. Those dark days that no one really knows about, or you feel that no one cares. Just like I started at the beginning of this episode, if you know me personally, that means we've shared a bond. That means we've had an intimate conversation and an intimate moment where we were both vulnerable. And if you're a new listener, you're listening for a reason. You're listening because you just can't seem to find anyone that relates to you, because the bigger people seem to just be talking. They've lost that edge, so to speak, because I'm looking at certain speakers, certain, you know, self-help, whatever you want to call them, and they're filling up the auditoriums, and they're filling up, and they got all of the views and the followers and things of that nature, but you expect what you say to heal all, to help all, but it doesn't. And I'm not saying if this podcast catches and I grow, when I grow, I still want to be able to connect with one person, have a bond with one person, and let that grow so it doesn't feel manufactured, it doesn't feel generic. I still want to be able to touch the inside of you and make you see beyond your pain, see beyond your hurt, see beyond your doubt, and let you know without a shadow of a doubt that you are whatever it is that you want to be. You can do it. You can overcome. You can break free. You know, I talk with people on a daily basis, whether it be one-on-one, face-to-face, through social media, or what have you. But a lot of people I know in my life are dealing with anxiety and dealing with depression and self-doubt. It's nothing new. We even have our athletes or celebrities. They can't even be vulnerable. They can't even say a certain thing without someone feeling a certain way about it. Oh, well, you're obligated to do this, or you're obligated to do that, or you should say this, or you should say that. No, the only thing you're obligated to do is be a human being, and human beings hurt. Human beings say things that we may not mean or may not want to get out there in that moment, but we also have anger. We also express it in certain ways. We can't be what you expect us to be at all times. We all have those get the fuck away from me moments, or I'm fucking sick of this. We all have those moments. But I wanted to speak on those dark moments, those dark days. And I'm going to express a few of mine as well. I've had moments where I felt everything was wrong in every aspect of my life, and I wanted it all to change instantly, because I struggled with my own happiness. Like, why am I so happy all of the time? Why are people telling me I'm not connected to this? Or you just don't see what's going on, or this and that, or, you know. And I struggled with it, and I was like, this can't be my reality. It's gotta be a fantasy. I gotta be dreaming, because I thought if I was a positive person, I could spread that out. You know, I thought positivity was contagious. I used to say that a lot, but it's not when you dealing with a lot of negative people, or people who don't think they're negative. They just see reality. They live in reality. And I was being told that I was living in a fantasy land. Everything can't be good all of the time. No, it can't be. It can't be good all of the time. But that doesn't mean you can't have a person that sees the bigger picture and sees beyond whatever it is that we're standing in, or standing under, or stuck in. Yeah, we all have bad days. We all have those moments where we just feel like giving up, but they don't last forever. They don't. And I haven't been diagnosed with anything. Haven't been. But you don't have to be. You don't have to have a doctor tell you there's something wrong with you. You don't have to have a psychiatrist tell you there's something wrong with you. If there's something wrong with you, you have that human right to feel a certain way about it. Not everybody wants to tell you everything about them. Not everybody wants to display their pain. Just like I've stated a few times in this episode already, I've had quite a few intimate conversations with a lot of people about things that I won't repeat about them, but I will dig a little deeper into myself, and my psyche, and how I overcame things, but I'm still struggling with them to this day. Because as I've noticed, you know, mental health awareness isn't just a month. You know, it's 365. It's every day. Every day I have a moment where I need to just stop and meditate for a moment, or just focus on nothing. You know, to the point that the only thing that I hear around me is just my breathing. And those moments I'm calm. Those moments I'm just here. You know, it's sort of like a reset. Because I can't go into tomorrow with today, so to speak. I can't go into tomorrow with today. Because it brings new challenges. It may bring happiness. It may bring unexpected blessings. It may bring chaos. We don't know. And for a lot of people, it drives them crazy because you don't know. You don't know if your happiness is going to last forever. You don't know if your pain is going to last forever. So what do? You try hiding. You try masking it. And we can't. We can't, because like I've stated on this podcast before, last year exposed everything. A lot of people were lost without social media. A lot of people were lost without just their everyday lives. So you were going crazy just trying to find something, something that wasn't being taken away from you. And a lot of us are still recovering from that. I know my children had a very tough time with school when they went back to school for a few days and a few, you know, during this school year, and how tough it was seeing children in plastic cubicles with masks on and being told when to do this, when to do that, what not to touch, what to touch, constantly washing your hands. Not that it's not something that they should have been doing, you know, like keeping your hands clean and stuff like that, but to be told to do it, you know, like in a prison sort of setting is what I've heard from my children. And like I stated before, you know, what we went through during the pandemic and the early stages of quarantine, it was gonna hurt the children. So we need to focus on the youth. Focus on the youth, because the adults, most of us wanted to stay in that house anyway. But I get it, when you're told to, that drives you crazy. Those walls that were already small, they got even smaller. That pain that already hurt, it felt worse. That anxiety that was already bad, it got even worse once you were told, yeah, you can go to the store, but you have to have a mask on. You got to be 6 feet away from people. You have to follow the rules, guidelines. You can't touch this. You can't have that. You can't have this. Oh my God, I want to pull my hair out my head. So the people that you already needed to check on, 1,000 times worse. 1,000 times worse. And I've heard horror stories. I've lost friends, not just from COVID, but from the mental instability that was this past year and a half and still going on to this day. Because even though everything is opening back up, so many people are still scared. Because you don't know. Nobody can tell you, yeah, it's okay to come outside. Do I wear my mask at work now? No, I don't. I don't. A lot of people have their vaccine, because I'm vaccinated, but a lot of people have their vaccinations and they're still skeptical. Me, myself, I took it upon myself to look at it like this. This is how I see it now. So many people have been covered up for a year and a half, and to see a smiling face, myself, a person that's trying to just brighten the mood and bring up morale. I've been told that, you know, I've been told thank you. I've been given gifts and beautiful notes and stuff like that just from being the person that I am. Because like I stated before, I'm still dumb enough to change the world. I just filmed a commercial yesterday at my job and it was asked, do you feel you can make a difference? I looked directly in that camera and I said, yes, I am dumb enough to think and know that I can change the world. Because I got 5 people behind me that are going to surpass me in every way imaginable. I just got to make sure it's safe for them. I just got to make sure it's okay. I got to make sure they get hurt just like I'm being hurt. But like I said, back to the horror stories. I couldn't protect my children from their fears. I couldn't protect my wife from her fears. I couldn't protect myself from my fears. I just had to be strong enough to continue to go. And that broke me. It broke me, because I know I couldn't hurt It's like I said in the last episode, I had a concussion, still went to work. Severely pulled a muscle in my back, still went to work. Cried, walking up and down the street. I can't let my wife down. I can't let my kids down. I don't need a pat on the back at all. I'm not doing it for that. Because I know what every day means to us. I know what a smile, I know what a happy moment means to us, because we've had too many bad ones, you know? So to ease the fears of my children, I kept going. My wife kept going. Even though everything around us was crumbling and falling apart, we still found ways to keep going. Keep fighting, keep pushing, keep coming up with new things to do, new ways to live. But there was still doubt. There was still plenty of pent-up aggression and emotion that was there, just like you guys. Because even though I'm trying to be as positive as I can be, I'm not there all the time. So as I've learned from leaving my house with it happy and everybody's up and, you know, and then coming home to chaos. Like, what happened to the happiness that was there? You're not here. Just like friends of mine and loved ones. I don't want you to hurt. I don't want you to go through anything. But that's life, though. You know, but the one thing I try to tell everybody is don't be afraid to make the hard decisions, you know? Don't be afraid to walk away from bad relationships or jobs. Don't be afraid. Because as I was told, quite a few people, God watches out for those who watches God, who watch God. I believe that just by seeing people pull themselves up out of horrible situations, horrible relationships. You know, it was asking me, how do I know God exists? And it's like, you just got to look at life every day. That's how you know. But I'm not trying to get religious on this podcast. I know that. Back to the fears, horrors, you know. I felt my marriage slipping away from me. Not because of anything that I was doing or anything that my wife was doing, you know, like I discussed and opened up about all of what I was doing last year. Just like COVID took the creativity from children and their ability to grow, it sort of stole everything away from my marriage because we felt everything else was slipping away. And I felt everything was slipping away. And it was always in the back of your mind that, yeah, I'm happy. Yeah, we're in love. Yeah, we're together. But I got to think about me. I got to think about what I want. I got to go out for what I want. I want to do this. I want to do that. You know, I felt my marriage slipping because I thought my wife wanted to leave me. Not because of anything that I was doing, just because she wanted herself, because everything else was being taken away and everything was so uncertain. So it was like, well, shit, let me do this for me because I don't know if I'm going to get this opportunity anymore. And I felt so, I just felt everything was over with, everything I worked for. I struggled with that for so long until I realized there's nothing wrong with someone wanting themselves even in a relationship, parenting, marriage, great family, good kids. There's nothing wrong with the person wanting themselves. Nothing wrong with that at all. And to think how selfish I was for thinking that it was against me, and I didn't realize that it was for me. Never in my mind did it come to me during the time, during that period that I was feeling down and low and just feeling like it was over with because of certain things that weren't being, you know, given anymore. I felt real selfish in thinking that it was all meant to just put me down, but it wasn't. It was to build her up. And those were the mistakes that I made. Because as men or as women, both of us, we take everything personally. We never look at it as this person is just trying to express themselves and live. We're always thinking that it's against us. And it's not. Like I said, it was for me. And once again, that sounds selfish in itself as well. But when you think about that man or that woman just trying to do something for them having the confidence and getting a piece of life for them, that's not against you at all. You're growing in your love. You're growing in your union. And you're also growing individually. You start to see that person in a new light. You start to appreciate every day even more because you don't know what you're coming home to. You're coming home to good news or a different person, a different look even, a different smell even. Those are great things. So if you're going through that, don't take it selfishly like I did. Or if you are taking it selfishly, try to just spin it a little bit and look at what is there. You know, look at what that person is continuing to do, continuing to grow, continuing to smile, continuing to learn. Not hating you, not putting you down, not stepping out or something like that. Just look at it a little differently. On to the self-doubt. You feel like you betrayed yourself. And when I say you feel as if you betrayed yourself, you feel as if you betrayed. Yeah, let's say you're 30 right now. You're listening and you're 30. You're around the 30-year-old age. And once again, I'm not trying to be right. I'm not trying to be right. I'm just speaking from my own experience because that's what I do. I speak from experience, not from, you know, from anything else. You're 30 right now. You may be regretting things. You may feel as if you know, like I said, you cheated yourself because you may have wanted to do something at 15 that you didn't push yourself for. You just wanted it. You just wanted to be a professional athlete, or you wanted to be a doctor, or you wanted to be in the armed forces, and you just, that's it. You wanted it. No work was put in. No sacrifices were being made. You just wanted it. I remember I wanted to be a professional football player, a professional boxer, a professional basketball player. All I did was talk about it. I didn't want it. So I go back on life and look at the mistakes that I made and things that I didn't do, I didn't sacrifice for, I didn't work for. And I didn't take a chance on myself because I looked at everybody else around me who may have failed, or those who were better than me. I didn't push myself to become better for me. I just gave up. I didn't try. I know plenty of people who wanted to become a doctor, a veterinarian, a psychologist, or anything. You didn't work for it. You have to be willing to take a chance on yourself and be willing to sacrifice and know that sacrifice comes with struggle. Sacrifice comes with long nights, early mornings, and just trying to give your your dream, it's chance. Your dream, it's chance to become reality. So many of us don't take that chance. Am I happy in life right now? Yes, I am. I'm happy in life right now in the direction that I'm going. In the direction with this podcast, because I love doing it. In the direction at my job, because I'm finally growing into much more than just a job. I'm branching off and doing things that I love to do, and I'm getting the opportunities for it now. And all it took was just me believing in myself and not being afraid to take a chance. And knowing that even if I fail, I tried. And just having that there is much more than just, I want to do this, I want to do that. Fine, you want that, then go for it. Oh, I got this, or I got that, or I got this. This is holding me back. So there's nothing holding us back but our own doubt. That's it. We have to believe in not only ourselves, but we have to believe in that child that dreamed, that teenager that said they wanted to do this, and that adult that was kicking himself or herself because it didn't happen. I had plenty of people come up to me and say, man, you should have been in the NFL. As much as I seen you out there running around with that football, did I go to anybody's camp? No. Did I play high school football? No. I was good enough to play high school football, but guess what? I didn't sacrifice my own just stupidity, knowing that I was better than everybody, but not really looking at, oh, the coach's son played the position I wanted to play, so if I can't start, I'm not playing. No, I should have went out there and went on that team anyway. I should have went out there and did that for myself anyway. I should have sacrificed, but I didn't. My ego, my stupidity got in the way. Don't you know? We have to believe in ourselves. We have to. We have to believe in ourselves, believe in our love, believe in our light. We'll make it. Promise you. We'll make it. Just keep the faith. Keep belief. Love y'all. Patience is a podcast.